Hey, baby boy, you ready for this? I know it's your first tattoo, but don't worry, you're in good hands. My hands, to be specific. You know what? You don't love my hands, huh? I thought they were your favorite. Okay. So, you said you wanted the tattoo to be a surprise for me, so I let you keep it, your little secret. But I can't really continue from here on out if you don't tell me what you're thinking. What is it, huh? I won't judge. Is it a cute little butterfly on the ankle, or maybe a hot tramp stamp that says insert card here? Yeah, no, like, I really think you should consider that option. Yeah, no, I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, tell me. Come on. Okay. No, I actually really like that. Yeah. You must have thought real hard about that one. Either that or it came to you super intuitively because it really suits you. I'm not just saying that. It does. It really does. And it helps that I'm gonna like looking at it on you. So selfishly, I'm excited to do it. So what were you thinking? Oh, baby, are you sure? No, I don't have any issue with the placement aesthetically. I'm just worried that it might hurt a little bit more than you're expecting there. I mean, you are so, so sensitive there, aren't you? Well, it sounds like someone is sure of it, so. And I do love making you happy. And I do it even when it hurts you sometimes, so it might be a bit odd for me to all of a sudden draw the line here. So I guess we're doing this, yeah? All right, let's get you comfortable. Just sit up there, yep, and lay back for me. Should be a familiar action for you. What? I mean, you are a little bit of a pillow prince. Oh, really? Is that so? Oh, it sounds like someone's in a bready mood today, huh? Oh, come on, baby boy. Let's bread later, yeah? Be a good boy and lay back for me. There we go. Now, remember what I told you, okay? Try to relax. The more tense you are, the more it's gonna hurt. Remember to breathe. Holding your breath is not gonna make it any less painful. I'm just gonna clean the area first. This might feel a little bit cold, but you're gonna be okay. Here we go. Ooh, goosebumps. You that antsy to feel my hands on you already? All right, I'll behave for now. Okay, now I'm just gonna apply this stencil. Hold still for me. Okay. Now, come take a look in the mirror. Yep. Actually, get up. Here we go. Look at it. Look at it placement. Make sure it's exactly where you want it. Even if you want to move it just a centimeter, okay? This is going to be on you for the rest of your life. You get to be picky here, okay? So let me know. Yeah, there's good. Okay, great. Let's get you back on the table. You know, it actually looks really good on you. Yeah, you've got good taste. But then again, you're dating me, so I kind of already knew that. Shut up, okay? All right. Let me just get these gloves on. Oh, was that a little shiver I saw? Excited, huh? Or maybe nervous. Maybe a little bit of both. Now remember what we talked about. Relax, deep breath, and if you need a break, let me know, okay? You don't need to prove you can take it. I've seen you take quite a lot, so there's no shame in taking a break. You've got nothing to prove here. Okay. Here we go. Just deep breaths. Yep. You're okay. You're okay. Yeah, it is a weird sensation, but you're doing great, baby boy. Just keep breathing for me. I'm just working on the outline. You're handling it like a pro. You're okay. You're doing all right. Just a little temporary pain, and then you get this nice art piece on you for the rest of your life. Okay, I'm just gonna wipe away some of this excess ink real quick. Yeah, it stings a bit, doesn't it? But you're taking it very, very well. I knew you would. You're my tough boy after all. What's that face for, huh? You getting flustered from a little praise? God, you're so fucking cute. Okay. How you doing, baby boy? Ready for more? Attaboy. Come on. You know, it might be a funny moment to say it, but you look really hot right now. All laid out for me. Being so brave, being so well-behaved, and taking the pain for me. Well, you know I was a little bit of a sadist when you met me, so. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me, huh? You love it too, letting me hurt you a little. That's part of the fun of getting a tattoo from me instead of another artist, isn't it? Yeah, the discount is attractive too. Oh, gosh, is that all I am to you? Just some free tattoos, huh? Oh, maybe I shouldn't be so gentle. Yeah, should I make it hurt a little bit more for you? Teach you a lesson about being a little brat while I've got a drill full of needles on you? Ooh, get it all flustered like that. What a pervert. Hey, keep your hands where I can see them, huh? I don't know what you think this is, but this is a very professional establishment. No, I wouldn't have my coworkers thinking that I get up to lewd activity in here. You wouldn't want that, would you? Yeah, no matter how much you might want to, we've got to behave ourselves, don't we? And because I'm a professional, okay, I won't make this hurt any more than it needs to. It'd fuck up the line work, after all. I mean, that's really the only reason. And anyway, we are moving to a bit more of a sensitive area, so. Oh, don't be nervous, baby boy. I've seen how well you can take some pain, okay? Show me how good you are at it. This'll be a breeze for you, yeah? My strong boy. Huh? You ready? All right. Yeah, I know, sweetheart. It's a lot more intense, isn't it? But you're doing so well for me, okay? Mm-hmm, I'm so proud of you. Just bear with it a little bit longer, okay? I know you can do it. Oh, yeah, I know. It's okay, baby, it's okay. You're gonna be all right. Hearing you like that. Oh, maybe we should get you tattooed more often. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of doing things to me. Oh, you like that idea, huh? Even like this? You've got that look in your eyes, yeah. The one you get when you're really, really into something. Oh, don't try to deny it. I know you too well, remember? Plus, you are a terrible liar with me. I don't know if you can lie around other people, but around me, it's just like your little heart can't take it. Oh, somebody is getting worked up. Let's take a little break, okay? Yeah, you look like you're starting to go into a daze. And I just want to make sure that the daze is not any sort of threat to your health. So, yeah, I've got to take care of you, don't I? Yeah, I know. It's a lot, isn't it? Oh, is somebody feeling extra subby right now? Oh, you are so cute like this. Oh, I love when you're like this. You're so sweet. Oh, almost worries me a little bit, though. I'm so used to you bratting, and all of a sudden you just, oh, I don't know. I just saw something in your eyes. Wanted to make sure it was this and not you about to pass out, okay? You're doing amazing, baby boy. Yeah, you are. You're doing such a good job right now. Come on, let me give you some water. Open up. Small sips, babe. Yeah, that's it. There we go. Let me just get the hair out of your face. There you go. Good boy. Oh, my sweet boy. There we go. Okay. Now you got a little water. Yeah. You want a little snack or anything? You sure? Okay. We'll save it for after. You ready to keep going? We're about halfway done with the line work right now. Okay. Here we go. Just keep giving me those nice deep breaths. Focus on your breathing. Even if you start to enjoy yourself a little more than expected, make sure your breaths don't start getting shallow, okay? And make sure to keep your eyes alert. That's how I know if you're okay or not. Okay. Oh, God. Nothing. It's just, I might be enjoying myself a little more than expected to. Shh, don't worry. It's okay. I'll kiss it better later. It's okay. It's okay. Just focus on staying still for me, okay? Okay. You're doing so good. You're doing so good, baby. Okay. And line work is done. Oh, you ready for some shading? Okay, so this part is probably going to feel a little bit different. The strokes are a little bit shorter, and sometimes I have to go over the same place a little bit. Some people find it more intense, others find it easier. You just let me know how it feels for you, okay? Okay. Let's just give you a little taste of it. There we go. How's that? Oh, good boy. It's looking beautiful already. Yeah. I know it hurts, baby, but you're so strong. Okay? Show me how well you take it. Yeah, show me. Oh, you like hearing that, don't you? I mean, your breath just hitched a little, so I can tell. Yeah, you like showing me how well you can take it? The tattoo. Yeah, let's be clear here. All right. Now we're moving into another sensitive spot. This one might hurt a little bit more. You ready? Okay. Let me know if you need another break at any point. If you start to feel dizzy, if you just need to breathe, if you just want a snack, anything. That's not a suggestion, that is an order. Is that understood? Good boy. Okay, there we go. Deep breaths, baby, that's it. You're doing so well. You're doing a great job. Just keep breathing. You know, this kind of reminds me of the first time I realized I was a sadist. Like, I was new, but when I like knew, you know, like when it was undeniable. And it also kind of taught me what kind of sadist I was too, like what kind of pain I enjoy watching, I guess. You want to hear it? Okay. So I was at the shop to get a piece, the one I have on my arm. Yeah, that one. And I was waiting for the artist to finish up with her client. They were getting this hand tat, like a real big hand tat. Now, you know me, I've got a lot of tats, big ones too. But hand tats are a whole different beast. Personally, my hand tats were the first tats that I actually needed a break during. They are fucked. So, of course, this person getting this hand tat was wincing and whimpering and biting their lip and all that, kind of like you. But they were staying and trusting her because they wanted it. So they knew they had to endure the pain. And I don't know what it was about that, but it just turned me on so fucking much. Yeah, I tried not to stare, but it was like actually mesmerizing. Like, I don't know, just the wiggling and the trying to stay still. And, you know, it's like they could leave at any point, but at a certain point, it's like you're so already deep in it that, you know, you feel like you might as well go through the rest. And I don't know, I just could not take my eyes off of it. Yeah, there's something so specific about a person choosing to put themselves in pain for you. And for a purpose, too. It's not mindless. It's not at their expense. They're not a victim, at least not actually. It's the mind fuck of them choosing it and choosing you to do it to them. Because it's what they have to do to get the pleasure that they want. Whether it be a really, really good feeling or a beautiful piece of art on their body, or even like changes to their body, like if they want to build muscle, go to the gym and shit. Yeah, it's fucking hot. It's really fucking hot to me. And now here we are, full circle with me doing it on you. And you trust me and behave so well for me so you can get what you want. And in the process of that, I get a little bit of what I like. To watch you like this. Yeah. To whisper in your ear what a good boy you are for me. To know what I'm doing to you when I do that. Yeah, tattoos can be so, so intimate, can't they? Oh, sweetheart, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. You can take it. You're almost there. You're almost finished. You look so fucking pretty right now. I wish you could see yourself. Uh-huh. Just a little bit more. The tattoo is almost done, baby boy. You're almost there. You can take a little bit more for me. Come on, show me. Yeah. And we are done. Yeah, you did it. Your first tattoo done by yours truly. Now if we break up, you're going to have to remember me forever. I mean, I am on your skin now. Well, I guess not me, but my work. Oh yeah, is that so? Yeah, you think you're gonna be able to forget me? Oh, you think you're still gonna be able to, even though you have this pretty tat done by me on your skin and all the memories of what I've been saying to you while I do it? Oh, baby boy, you fucking wish. But, you know, I only ever want to make you happy. Yeah, I only ever want you to be happy. if you get a new girlfriend, I might just have to swing by and visit. Give you both my blessing, you know? Help her out. Show her exactly how you like to be treated. Only with the best of intentions. No, I'm only helping. Yeah, of course. I mean, you have decent taste, so I don't know. I mean, she might actually end up being pretty cute. I might have to claim her, too. Would you like that? Yeah, maybe then we could all be happy. Yeah, all together. Yeah?
Oh, all right. Enough of that.
I'm getting you too worked up today. Let's get you cleaned up, and then you can take a look in the mirror. I gotta say, it turned out even better than I imagined. You're gonna love it.
What do you mean? And just transition to help clean you up and have you go see the tattoo after that?
I didn't do anything. I was just talking to you. Yeah, I was just talking to you. It was just a little post-tattoo talk, you know?
You're fine. Oh, God, you are deep in subspace right now. Oh, jeez. Okay. Let me help you up, and let's get to this mirror. Okay. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like it?
God, I'm so glad. Oh, it looks so hot on you, too. Now you finally got some ink like me. Yeah, no more virgin skin. You're an official thug. I mean, maybe not all the way, but I can always corrupt you a little bit more. Okay, I'm just gonna wrap this up for you. Yeah, come on.
Okay, we are all set. Now, we're just gonna leave this on for the rest of the day. And then you're gonna have to clean it regularly and put some of this balm on it. Okay? Don't rub it with any towels or anything like that. Let it heal and keep it clean and moisturized. Okay? And of course, we got the little pamphlet for you too, but I'm going to be keeping an eye on it too, and I'm going to be reminding you. Another perk of having the tattoo artist be your girlfriend.
Yeah, if you want to slack off, I'm not going to let you.
Now, how about we go home and I give you a proper reward for being such a good boy, yeah? I think you've more than earned it. Mm-hmm. You did a really good job today. What do you think of a little movie night with your favorite snacks? Yeah? And if you're feeling like taking a nap, I'll just brush your hair until you fall asleep. Or maybe a relaxing massage to help you unwind. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Yeah, you've taken more than enough pain for the day. However, if you still have a bit of pent-up energy to release, I could see what I can do. What do you say, huh? Perfect.
Oh, I can't wait to spoil you. You were so brave today, you know that?
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you, baby boy.